This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to the third and final hour. Dave Sussman here, sitting in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. Thank you, Joe, for letting me sit in. For those that know who I am returning here. It's been a couple of months. Like I said, last month I was going to stop in, and unfortunately it coincided with Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, where we were very, very busy. Had a lot of great interviews in Freedom Fest, and even more. John Stossel, a whole bunch of other really great folks as well. And I know that summer hours are going to be different, but I'm hoping to be back here again in September and maybe get into more of a regular schedule with Joe as he gets back to his thing as well. But thank you for following us in the Facebook room. I know it's very active, and Tammy keeps letting me know that people are just chatting away. And thank you, everybody. It's terrific. And for all of you listening to Realside Radio across the 52 stations of the GCN network, as well as on the Salem Radio Network, it's good to be here. So I want to pivot a little bit. We're going to get into some politics with our guest coming up, but in relation to Hollywood. And before we bring in our next guest, Christian Toto from Toto on Hollywood, fantastic movie reviewer, and we're going to talk about a few things, including this movie that apparently has come out where they're, you know, in an age of where mass shootings is now becoming a normal thing. It shouldn't be called it normalized, but it's becoming a frequent thing, I think is the right word. There's this movie called The Hunt, where apparently elites are going out into the country to shoot deplorables for sport. I'm going to talk about that with Christian Toto in the next segment. But I wanted to kind of just share a little bit of my opinion on a movie. I don't go to a lot of adult movies that aren't Marvel. Yeah, if you could see my face right now. You know, I'm so sick and tired of the CGI Marvels. I'm sorry. And I know there's huge fans that are out there, and I'm going to get people screaming at me. But, you know, I saw Avengers and I saw the Spider-Man, and it's just enough. I want a good story, a good yarn. And unfortunately, the past couple of Quentin Tarantino movies haven't really satisfied me at that level. I think Django Unchained is a better movie when you've seen it a couple, three times. But when I first saw it in the theater, I was like, eh. And Hateful Eight, I thought, was just boring. It was a one-scene shop, 3 hours of people just talking to each other. When I heard that Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was coming out with Brad Pitt and the other guy's name? Leonardo DiCaprio. I'm sorry. Leonardo DiCaprio. I was really intrigued. It is a period piece of 1969, right around the time of Charles Manson. And it is featuring as much as the characters. There was a movie star, a television star, a Western star that was played by Leonardo DiCaprio, and his stunt double, who also served as his driver and his friend, and Gopher, played by Brad Pitt. They were the main stars in this movie, but I think another part of the movie was the main star was the actual Hollywood itself. They took me back to 1969. They actually made Los Angeles look like 1969. I don't know how they did it. You know, Quentin didn't use CGI. How did he close down the 101 freeway in Hollywood at daytime? I don't care what day it is. It's always rush hour. And put 1960s cars on there. It was incredible. So Quentin Tarantino is, listen, if you're a fan like I am of Quentin's early stuff, I'm going back to True Romance that he wrote with Christian Slater and Patricia Arquette, I think was her name, Christopher Walken and Dennis Hopper. Incredible movie. Reservoir Dogs, of course, the big granddaddy of them all, Pulp Fiction. And I thought Glorious Bastards was actually really good as well. And Kill Bill was good, okay. But I was thinking, okay, if this is going to be his ninth, where is it going to fall? Is it going to fall in the bottom or the top five of his movies? And I walked out of there. I took my oldest son. He's 19 years old. This was his second time seeing it. And we went to go see it together. And I just looked at him at the end. After 3 hours, I had to pee, but I didn't get up. I didn't want to miss one scene. And I looked at him, and I just smiled and nodded. Top three, baby. Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It is this fantasy alternative. I'm sure you've heard about it, and I'm not going to give you any spoilers, but it's this fantasy alternative to history that he has done in his last three films. Inglourious Basterds, he did it also with Django Unchained, where he actually takes real history and he switches it around at the end with only the way that Quentin Tarantino can finish a movie. And I was just thinking to myself, it is a conservative movie. The language, the political incorrectness, the discussions that they had, Mark Tapson would have called the toxic masculinity, all right? This was 1969, Charles Manson, and everything that took place around this. And it was so refreshing to not see a film get run through the political correct police and the filters of Hollywood. And I'm sure there were some people that were offended. Actually, no N-words in this particular Quentin Tarantino movie, but there were a lot of other words. And so I just wanted to give you my input. I'm not a movie reviewer by any stretch, and we're going to have Christian Toto on to discuss this in more detail. But if you want to see a good film, see Steve McQueen in a good film at the Playboy Mansion. It's a good film. Go check it out and let Quentin Tarantino and Hollywood know that these are the kinds of films that they should be making. A little bit less CGI and Marvel, and a lot more good yarn, good drama, good storytelling, good writing, because that's what makes a great movie. So after the break, we're going to talk with Christian Toto, and we're also going to be talking about this film that I was just referring to as well, The Hunt, which, a lot of people are saying it. That they wrote this movie to go after Trump voters. I don't know. That's kind of ambivalent right now. Some people are saying yes, some people are saying no. So we're going to talk about this after the break. Don't go anywhere. Hollywood, culture, and politics, the holy triumvirate. Dave Sussman here for Joe Messina. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
And Dave Sussman sitting back in the chair for Joe Messina. We are coming to you live in the third and final hour of the Real Side Radio, and it is a pleasure to be here. You know, just kind of venting a little bit in the last 15 minutes, talking about the movie Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in America. I wanted to bring in Christian Toto, who has quickly, in the last several months, become my favorite go-to movie reviewer to talk about everything, not just movies, but also culture as well. And Christian, welcome. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks for the kind words.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, I know that you were on the channel that I have a show on, America's Voice News, and you were talking about Once Upon a Time in America. And what I just before we get into other issues here, I just wanted to get your input on the movie very quickly. My belief is that two things. A, it wasn't CGI Marvel, and it was such a relief to see a good yarn, a good story. And B, I thought that the locations that Quentin Tarantino did, 1969 Hollywood and Los Angeles, played just as much a role as the characters in the movie. What were your thoughts?
I think that's pretty accurate. I think looking at the movie, the music, the textures, the commercials, the jingles, the settings. Everything is so meticulously put together. Now, I was born in 68, so I have zero memories of this era.
Yeah.
But it felt as authentic as humanly possible. And, it, you know, there are wonderful scenes in the movie, and there are scenes that go on too long. And Quentin Tarantino is often self-indulgent, but I think there's a lot to love about this movie.
Yeah, very much so. And I also was kind of relieved because although I loved Inglourious Basterds, I thought his last three or four were kind of meh, you know. Django's aged well over time. I think, you see that a few, three, four times, it gets better. Inglourious Basterds is probably in his top three for me. But I would put this one maybe number three for me overall. That's how much I liked it.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I really disliked The Hateful Eight. That was his last film.
I thought
it was angry and gross. And listen, I watch a lot of violence. It doesn't faze me.
Right.
But, splatter for splatter's sake, when you've got a filmmaker as good as Quentin Tarantino, it just doesn't wash for me. So I think this is a return to form. There are just several sequences in this movie that I remember sitting in the theater thinking, I don't know what's happening next. I'm very curious what's happening next. I'm glued to my seat. And I'm just completely enthralled by the moment. And it doesn't last forever, and it kind of ebbs and wanes, but there are very few filmmakers who can do that as well as Tarantino can.
Yeah, most certainly. And also for me, as a relief, I felt like it didn't go through the political correct filter of Hollywood today. Yes, there were no M-bombs or N-words that you find in almost every other Tarantino movie, but he certainly didn't shy away from any other controversial language. Why was that such a relief, do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny. What I see in entertainment today is this woke creeping in. And I just give a quick example. I'm kind of late to the party, but I just watched Stranger Things season 3. And it was very enjoyable. It was goofy. I think it's close to jumping the shark time. But there's several moments throughout the series where it just stops cold because you had to have a female empowerment message. I'm thinking, the star of the show is Elle, and she's great, and she's a preteen, and she's the most powerful character in the series. And there are other strong female characters. Great, wonderful. You don't need the speeches, but this is what we're seeing in Hollywood now. And this isn't just Stranger Things. It's across the board. And this Tarantino movie is just storytelling.
Yeah.
And just someone who loves movies and culture and music and kind of catching us in a spell. And that's why we go to the movies. That's why we kind of stream stuff on TV.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure there's a lot of folks in our audience right now that are thinking to themselves, oh, God, Hollywood, it's just so full of political correctness and, this idea of elitism with the movie stars and singers that are looking down upon all of us deplorables and the whole thing. And speaking of deplorables, I want to talk about The Hunt in just a moment. It's movies, I thought, like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood that are so refreshing and such a relief. And I said before you came on that I looked at my 19-year-old son. We saw it together in the theater. And after 3 hours, yeah, my bladder was full. But I looked at him and smiled and just nodded like, yes, thank you, Quentin. You're back again. I feel like we are starving, especially after the past few days with the politics and the horror of what's happening with the mass shootings and our news and the media and the politics of all of that. We are starving for escapism. Is there still a place in Hollywood and in our culture to provide that for people that don't want to be hit over the head with political correctness and wokeness?
I sure hope so. And I think one of the good things about where we are today in Hollywood is that there's so much content. You could dismiss, The Lion King is a necessary reboot, and the woke nature is sort of infiltrating a lot of what we see. But there are still plenty of things to watch, foreign imports, you get independent films. And I want to mention one real quickly. It's coming out in limited release this weekend. It'll go wider next weekend. It's called The Peanut Butter Falcon, which is a silly title. It's a charming, sweet, soulful, independent movie about a man with Down syndrome who has a unique bond with a troubled soul played by Shia LaBeouf. I've met the filmmakers. They kind of, their hearts are in the right place. This is the kind of movie that's uplifting and kind and gentle. It's as hokey as it's like a warm hug. And I hope people see it. I hope people search it out. But part of this is our fault. If we don't support movies like that, then we'll get less and less of them. And if you rush out for, Men in Black International, which has no real soul to it, then we'll get more of it.
Yeah, in our last couple of minutes before our first break, I think a lot of people this summer, you and I talked about this on Whiskey Politics a month or so back, you know, they drive down the street and they see the marquee, and it is all Men in Black and Aladdin and Child's Play Part 17 and, you know, all the sequels that I've forgotten about that have come out this summer. They all failed miserably, didn't they? I mean, Disney just reported taking a loss yesterday because of, I don't know, one of their divisions. Was it the Sony division or something? People aren't going to the movies except for these huge tent poles. If they didn't have Marvel, would anybody, you know, be making money in the studios today?
Oh, gosh, if Disney didn't exist, the industry would have collapsed upon itself. It's in a really weird time, and I think that's why those smaller films struggle for oxygen. Yeah. You know, I'm a film critic, so I get a lot of people reaching out to me for coverage, and the indie filmmakers are desperate for news, for reviews, for any kind of media consideration, because those big movies are kind of, you know, just swamping everything. So, listen, I love the big blockbusters as much as everyone else. I think they'd be fun. Hobbs and Shaw is a good, dumb, fun time. But I do want people to support different stuff. And if you're going to complain about the lack of originality, then you've got to go see original films and give them a fair shake. And then go on social media, spread the word, give them some love. And I think we can kind of take the movie-going experience into our own hands.
What do you suggest to everybody besides Once Upon a Time in America? What should people go out and see that they may have not heard of in the next few weeks?
Another smaller film, which is actually doing pretty well in very limited release, is called The Farewell. It's about an Asian family. The grandmother is very sick. She's dying, and no one in the family will tell her she's dying. They're keeping the diagnosis from her. Again, smart, funny, good-hearted, good, interesting, and thoughtful.
Well, we're going to continue through the break here. We're going to talk more about The Deplorables, the good guys, in The Hunt with Christian Toto. After the break here, Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio. We'll be right back, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well. You'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump visited the cities affected by mass shootings that left 31 people dead in Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas last weekend. they visited the University Medical Center in El Paso to meet with the victims of the shooting.
We were there a lot longer than we were anticipated to be.
The president then went to a 911 center in El Paso, where he met with the chief of police. In Iowa, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden said President Trump is fueling a literal carnage in America with his incendiary rhetoric and racist attacks. He used the speech to charge the president with being, in some ways, responsible for not only the recent shootings, but also the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre and the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia.
This president has fanned the flames of white supremacy in this nation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
And speaking of Castro, in the first hour, we had a lot of discussion about Castro. This is Dave Sussman sitting in the chair for Joe Messina at Realside Radio. And you can find me at America's Voice News Daily from 10 to 12, americasvoicenews.com. You can also find my show, Whiskey Politics. Go to our YouTube channel and find me at David Sussman on Twitter. And please find Whiskey Politics and The Dave Sussman Show on Facebook and give us a like and follow us there as well. We're continuing with Christian Toto. Christian Toto is HollywoodInToto.com. And Christian, tell us where they can find you on social media.
Well, it's pretty easy. On Twitter, I'm at HollywoodInToto. And I also have a podcast, the Hollywood In Toto podcast. You can find that on iTunes and Spreaker and Stitcher and all, pretty much all the major audio platforms.
And it's a great podcast. And as I said, and I'm not just blowing smoke here, he's quickly become one of my favorite go-to guys regarding culture and politics in Hollywood. And you just had an article that came out and saying, are deplorables the good guys in The Hunt? Did one of Hollywood's most vocal Trump critics create a thriller where MAGA types save the day? Okay, this is in reference to the movie The Hunt, and when I first saw it, it came out earlier today, I think it was the Epoch Times, it made it sound as if Hollywood just came out with a movie where the elites went out into the hinterlands to start shooting MAGA types. It doesn't appear to be that way. Tell us a little bit about this movie.
Well, it's confusing because if you see the trailer for the movie, it looks like a generic, there's some bad guys hunting some innocents, and the innocents are fighting back. That's the basic template. That's what you get from the trailer. But The Hollywood Reporter talked about the film in more depth, and they said they've read the script to the movie. And the script of the movie is loaded with political references. And the people who are hunting are of the liberal elites, and I guess they're paying like good sums of money to hunt humans. And the humans in question appear to be red state types. And they even said that one of the initial titles for the script of the movie was something like Red State versus Blue State. So what happens with movies sometimes is it can be very ideological, very political, but when they promote the movie, they're not sure they want to promote that angle. So they'll pitch it with more generic, more sort of neutered topic where, hey, it's a thriller, it's, you know, full of action, got some blood, check it out. But deep down, there's actually something more to it. So I haven't seen the movie yet, but it looks like it's going to cause a lot of conversation.
Apparently it was passed on by a couple of different studios that they felt, and this is before the shootings even took place this last weekend, that it just wasn't something that they wanted to be related to in any way. I don't know if it's because of the shootings. I don't know if it's because of the politics. The idea of going sports shooting and shooting deplorables in the hinterlands, the red states of America, that sounds like a fantasy dream of many people that you know in Denver and we know here in Southern California with the acrimony that is taking place today. Is that something that you think is... Let's talk about the economics of this, Christian. Can a movie studio produce a movie like that? Let's say it is elitist going after MAGA, okay? Can they make money on something like that today? Or is it just that, are they going so specific and going so macro on it or micro on it that they could make a money on it? Or is it just going to turn people off?
Couple of factors here. One, I think this movie is going to get an absolute ton of publicity. It doesn't guarantee ticket sales, but it could help. It certainly raises awareness. Two, the production company behind the movie, this is kind of a little insider baseball, is known for making movies that are thrillers, and they have very small budgets. So they don't have to make a gazillion dollars to turn a profit. So this one maybe even may do modest box office at best and still be in the black. Yeah. So there's that angle as well. Yeah, it's funny. There was a movie last year that came out called The Oath. It was very political, very ideological, very left of center. And it certainly had overtones to Trump and his current situation. And it was an absolute flop. It did terrible box office. So it's getting really hard to tell. You could say that this plays into the very worst stereotypes of the hard left, who are just furious at MAGA types and want to do something about it. But at the same time, I think that's a pretty small group. I mean, people on the left and the right disagree, but I think the people who are just furious to the point of violence, thankfully, is microscopic at this point in time. So, that isn't enough to fuel a film at this point.
I think there's a lot of folks that are really deeply concerned, especially, and I've been talking about this tonight throughout the show, especially after the past few days of what we've been seeing coming from our media and our politicians. Everybody, and to their grave would suggest that what just took place with the shootings is horrific. I don't care if you're red state, blue state, conservative, liberal, progressive, or libertarian. All right. So put that to the side for a moment. I think that's a base known. Yet at the same time, there is a percentage of this country, let's call it 46-47% Trump voters, that are now being raked over the coals by our media, by our culture, by our betters. And our betters can be in Hollywood. They could be, we saw Bette Midler. She came out last week with a tweet that said, who's paying those black people behind Trump at that Trump rally in Columbus? Who's paying them? Because, in other words, how could a black person be, a Republican and support Trump? They must be paid. And she's tweeting this out. And you're seeing other people, what was the name of that actress? There was a show in the 90s, very popular, Will and Grace. And I forget her name.
Deborah Messing.
Okay. She took a lot of incoming as well, because everything that she and Bette Midler and Joy Behar and everybody in liberal Hollywood are saying on social media is in essence insulting everybody that is watching them on television. How divided is this going to turn America? Because I said we are now a nation divided after this last few days of politicians and our cultural elite yelling at us.
Well, I don't mind if Bette Midler votes a different way than I vote. I've got a pretty thick skin. I can deal with that. Last time I checked, that's the way the system worked. But the level of vitriol, the anger, the fury, the rage, the insane comments, it's not making this country a better place. I'm curious, and I'm fascinated by the fact that Hollywood hasn't taken a bigger hit at the box office and at the ratings with a lot of the vitriol coming out of the community. You would think that if a movie comes out and it's got a Trump-hating star who says the very worst things about Trump voters, you would think that people in droves would stay away. But it doesn't always seem to be the case. Often movies like The Avengers would get people like Mark Ruffalo and who are violently, anti-Trump. we don't seem to punish them. It's got Sam Jackson, who basically says, blank you, Trump voters. I've already cashed my checks. You want to not see my movies, have at it. But we go see the movies anyway. So I'm curious about that disconnect. It hasn't really, they haven't felt the quasi boycott of the situation. But yeah, they are dividing this country. They should be held responsible. The media gives them a pass. And, you know, a lot of the things you just mentioned, like the Deborah Messing, who had a horrible, vicious, vile tweet, the mainstream media doesn't cover it because it makes her look bad. She's a progressive. It hurts their cause. So they're going to ignore that. And then you and I know about it because we're on Twitter and social media. But most people are completely unaware of what she said.
And so that's why they end up going to see her in a movie. But if Mark Ruffalo had his own movie, would people go see him, do you think? I mean, it's an ensemble cast, the Avengers.
Right. Yeah, the Avengers has a built-in audience. It's almost bulletproof. But I agree. If Sam Jackson comes out next week with an independent small film, it's character-driven, it's thoughtful, there's a good chance people are going to say, oh, I remember what he said about me.
Yeah,
I'm going to stay home. But, you know, the Sam Jacksons of the world often don't do those movies. They do big stuff.
Sure, sure. Okay, last question for you because we're going into finishing up here real quickly. You and I talked about this a few months ago. When's this Joker movie coming out, Joaquin Phoenix? That looks like something that may be the best movie coming up in the fall, right?
Yeah, you know, I don't have an exact date on top of my head. It is the fall. The early buzz from people who have seen it has been off the charts good. It's an Oscar contender. I tend to not fully buy that because there's a lot of hype built into it. I feel like in our culture right now,
right,
the early word is often way over the top. And then when the people actually see it, they go, oh, yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
So, listen, trailer's great. Love Joaquin Phoenix. I'm hoping it's as good as I think it is. It'd be nice to see a very kind of solid superhero movie with some depth and sort of texture to it. So
right,
my fingers are crossed.
Christian Toto, tell us where folks can find you. ChristianToto.com, right? Or Hollywood in Toto?
Yep, HollywoodinToto.com and on Twitter at HollywoodinToto.
Thank you so much for everything you're doing. And folks, I'm just going to say this. He's not paying me. Go check out his website. He's writing great stuff. And it's fantastic, especially if you're like me. You like to escape and watch some good entertainment. Thank you, Christian Toto. Dave Sussman here for Joe Messina's Real Side Radio. I'll be back with the final thoughts here to wrap it up after the break. Don't go anywhere.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Mississippi Queen.
I'm sorry.
How's everybody doing out there in Facebook land, listening to The Real Side on GCN Network and Salem as well? And hello, everybody in Facebook world. I was thinking how I wanted to structure the show tonight, and I thought after the first couple of hours of just real, real heavy, because the last 3 days have felt nothing but heavy, I thought we could talk a little culture, a little bit of movies, and this and that as well. But I am going to end it on some politics, and I apologize, because after all, this is a political show. But I do want to say this, that I think one of the greatest problems that we have right now is this idea of identity politics that is so predominant in our discussion and our dialogue with each other. Everything today is about identity, especially from the left. And I consider myself a conservative. Moderate conservative on certain things, fiscal conservative on other things, but certainly a conservative. I believe in free markets. I believe in liberty. I believe in the individual. And that is what my base comes from my politics. I believe in you, the individual. I believe that you have a better idea of how to run your life than some bureaucrat 3,000 miles away or up in your state capital. That's never made a payroll, that may not have a family,
that may just be on the government teat until they collect their pension. And that's just base for me. And I think for many conservatives as well, we try to stay out of the to and fro and social politics and the screaming and this and that. But the one foundation today of our politics that we're seeing when we turn on the news or we read a newspaper, remember newspapers? You know, they do come in on offline editions, right? Anyway, it's called a dad joke, folks. Sorry. The fact is that everything is based today on identity. Everything we read, every story goes through the lens of identity politics. And I've used the word cancerous several times tonight because I believe that what we've been seeing over the past few days from our politicians and the media that have been coming out through the stories of the tragic shootings in El Paso and Dayton and in California as well, is the fact that this is all about race, that this is all about identity politics. And there's a great article that I want to point your attention to. It's on spectator.org, which is a great site you should definitely bookmark. And it's called "It's Time to Declare War on Identity Politics." And it's written by Jeffrey Goldberg, and he says, to the left and adepts of identity politics, this return to the dignity of the individual is an existential threat to their political influence. Individuals thinking and acting individually defang block voting by identity, which is key to the left's coalition power. And the left has shown in the wake of recent shootings and civil unrest that it will not surrender its animating identity politics program, which it continues ruthlessly to enforce through shaming, doxing, boycotts, media propaganda, PC language, and physical intimidation. This totalitarian political impulse is at odds with our propositional nation. Wow. In one paragraph, this says everything you need to know about the difference between the left and the right. Today's left is about groupthink. It's about making sure that you become an adherent to your betters, that you must march in lockstep with people that think the same way that you do. And if you don't think that way, you'll be cast out, you'll be shunned, as I talked about earlier. The scarlet letter with the letter R, as I was just talking about with Christian Toto. Bette Midler is beside herself because she can't understand how black people have left the Democrat plantation and gone to Trump. How dare you? How dare you with the government largesse that we've provided for you for 50 years? How dare you? And they truly believe that. Think of all the things that we've done for you. Democrats have done for blacks, for Latinos, for gays, for Jews, every minority. And Bette doesn't understand exactly what this article is talking about. And that fact is that individuals don't look at skin color. We don't look at religion. We don't look at gender first. Everything through the lens of a leftist today is about your skin color, is about your gender, is about your sexual preference first. You think Pete Buttigieg will have a place on that dais as a mayor of tiny South Bend, Indiana, if he wasn't gay? That's how he's introduced. So let's pull it all back here, folks. If you're listening to this and you're kind of riding the center rails of American politics, you say a pox on both their houses. They're screaming at each other and throwing, you know, like monkeys in a cage in a zoo. They're throwing poop at each other. And I'm just here over here. Okay? You're who I want to talk to right now. Because on the right is and on the left are two diametrically opposed futures for this country. On the left, it's about centralized government, and you must think the way that we think. And if you don't, then you are a racist. You must believe in big government. You must believe in, hey, Bette Midler says, how dare you leave the plantation after everything we've given you? She's referring to the Great Society. Go back to the 1960s, Johnson administration. And what did they do? They passed one of the biggest entitlement programs in welfare in the history of our country. You know, and I've said this before on my show, before that, single-family households in urban city centers across the United States were approximately 20%. There's multiple statistics on this, multiple studies. 50 years later, after 50 years of generational welfare under the Great Society, single-family households in urban cities across the United States is now in the mid-70s. It's a 300% difference. Folks, it doesn't work. And individuals on the right believe that there are better ways to take care of those that can't. First of all, is to stop taking care of those that won't. The educational system in the inner cities is devastating. And who is pushing for continual protection of the teachers' unions to not allow charter schools in the inner cities? It's not the folks on the right. Because if you educate the inner city, people will wake up and realize that maybe waking up every single day and waiting for your government cheese is not a life accomplished. But we can't allow them to think that. We need them as voters, just as they're doing right now to push open the borders and get rid of ICE. Because we need illegal aliens as voters. Yes, I use the term illegal alien just like Obama and Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi did not more than a decade ago. But now we can't talk about deporting them just like Obama did. You know, Obama, he deported 3 million illegal aliens. Where was the outrage? I know I'm jumping around subjects right here. The goal here is to stop with the identity. To stop looking at me as a white man first. I'm a man. I'm a father. I'm a business owner. I try to be a good friend and a good son and a good brother. Don't look at my skin color. And I don't look at you or your skin color. I've got friends that are black. I've got friends that are gay. I've got friends, and I know transsexuals. And they're good people. Because I don't look at them first as their identity. And there's lousy people in every gender and every ethnicity as well, and I choose to stay away from them. There's bad Republicans. There's bad conservatives I choose to stay away from. Judge a man by the content of his character. Can't we just get back to that, ladies and gentlemen? Can't we get back to the individual? Can't we get back to what this country was founded on, and that is liberty, inherent liberty. This is what the Constitution was about. The opportunity. That means you've got to get up off the couch and you've got to go open the door. That means you have to work. Because you as an individual are only responsible for yourself. Give charity, take care of your family, take care of your friends when you can. But take care of yourself. Don't rely on the big hand of government, the gravitas, the substance of a centralized government to take care of every aspect of your life. And once you wake up from that, leftists, moderates, once you realize that that is the difference and why the left is so threatened, then this country improves again. Thank you for joining me for 3 hours tonight. It just flew by like crazy. Tammy, Cody, thank you as well. And find me at Whiskey Politics everywhere across the fruited plain, YouTube, and find me at America's Voice News. Dave Sussman at Dave Sussman, David Sussman. I'll be back again soon. Cheers, everybody.